George Washington in their green uniforms, green tops and bottoms, white numerals with George across the front, and the Raptors, from Eagle Crest, out in their white uniforms, white tops and bottoms, black numerals trimmed in red. And we are set to go. It'll be Eagle Crest inbounding the basketball, going right to left. Ross and Forsberg in the backcourt, along with Garns. Each team basically with a three-guard backcourt, if you will. And we are underway. Bokel on the reversal. There's a tip and a steal. Steal by Fugit. Fugit behind the back. Over to Spear. Spear layup. Count it is good.
Spear giving him a little bit of the bicep flex after that. And he deserved to because he got hammered on the way up, but he still kissed it off the glass. A great body control.
And as we said, aggressive defense by George Washington. Eagle Crest comes out not aggressive. Nobody... What I expected from Eagle Crest was take it to the basket. Go to the basket, draw the foul, get to the line.
And this is where you got to be careful if you're Eagle Crest, because a team that scores over 80 a night, they've got some runs in them. And don't think that for a second you won't see one from George.
And Spear completes the three-point play, making it 25-16. George Washington leading Eagle Crest as Ross pulls it out near half court. Kicks it out to Garns on the left wing, back to Ross, top of the key. Forsberg going baseline to baseline. Ross running one-hander, banks it off the glass for two.
That's a big-time shot. That's not an easy shot to make.
Kisses that, baby. There's a running one-hander layup, a sweeping layup by Jonel Fugit. No good with the bucket. We've got a foul.
Offensive foul.
Wow. Little player control. 25-18 the score. George Washington. Jonel Fugit. Second foul. 7:10 to go in the third quarter. Boys 5A state championship from the Denver Coliseum. Reno Notaro and Doug Ottawill with you this evening. Colby Ross out high. DeGarnes on the right wing. He's got the three if he wants it. Foul line extended. Forsberg baseline. Corner. Three-pointer. Got it. Austin Forsberg drills the triple and off to the races. There's a steal by Garns. And here we go with Eagle Crest trying to get back into this basketball game. Scramble for the ball. Garns and Spear tie it up, and that's going to be George Washington basketball. 6:40 to go in the third quarter. George Washington 25-21 over Eagle Crest. And there you saw George trying to push it, and Garns gets the steal. And I don't know what the conversation is right now.
Well, there's a little, let's call it a fracas here on the other end. Fugit and Ross basically ran into each other and exchanged some pleasantries afterward. The ref making sure to clean that up.
Walking it up is Calvin Fugit over to his brother, Jonel. Spear, top of the key, kicks it left wing. Green from the baseline, no good. Rebound to Ross. Ross is going to take it. He'll push it. No numbers, but he kicks it left side. That goes in and out of the hands of Ozor. That was one of those situations. You don't have numbers. Either go to the bucket or pull it out and get in the offense.
Yeah, patience would have served Ross best right there.
6:20 to go in the third quarter. 25-21, George Washington leading Eagle Crest. George basketball, they go for the lob. That's well defended by Ozor as he got in front of Pierce and knocked it away. And now Eagle Crest on the transition, coast to coast. Garns misses. Follow for two by Ozor. 25-23 as Eagle Crest is cut right into that George Washington lead here in the third quarter. And now George Washington being a little bit passive as Green has it high. Eagle Crest with some corner pressure. Spear back to Green as the ball is tipped and nearly stolen. George Washington working it around the perimeter. And we talked about the zone, Doug, and here it is. Looks like a 1-3-1 zone with a little trapping and pressure in the corner. Three-pointer up, no good. Offensive board, Pierce puts it back, kisses it for two.
You know, you said it, Reno. When you're in that zone, you have a hard time finding a man to box out. Pierce just found his way into the lane and got an easy bucket.
It's hard to rebound in a zone. Syracuse is probably one of the few teams that still plays a zone in college, and you just don't rebound well. 5:12 to go in the third quarter. It's 27-23. George Washington leads. Lob inside to Bokel, and that ball is knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Eagle Crest. So it looks like a 1-3-1 from my vantage point.
An aggressive 1-3-1 for
sure. It
is.
There's a little pressure in the corner. Ross has it. Quickly double-teamed off the inbound. Swings it to Forsberg. Back to Bokel. Forsberg has it under pressure. Now they'll start the offense. 5 minutes to go in the third. Off the pick, right, Ross. Kicks it out. Three-pointer, right corner. Garns got it. Victor Garns for three, 27-26. Eagle Crest has cut the George Washington lead down to 1 point. And Eagle Crest is out extending that defense and extending the zone, trapping in the corners. George Washington, Green, jump stop, kisses it off. Spear, air ball in the layup, scramble for the rebound, and Bokel has it. This zone by Eagle Crest is giving George Washington fits, and that's the difference here early on in the third. Now midway in the third, and Eagle Crest with a chance to take the lead, 27-26. Ross drives, dishes in and out of the hands of Ozor, and there's the turnover.
It's a good look from Ross, but there's a lot of traffic in there, and that's a tough pass to catch if you're a big man in traffic.
George Washington quickly up the court. Eagle Crest is going to stay in that zone. Green skip pass, left corner. Fugit, long set shot, no good. And the rebound is knocked out of bounds. That's going to go off of Bokel, and Eagle Crest cannot come up with another rebound. And seeing it, the zone is giving George Washington trouble, but they're also having trouble on the defensive boards.
And you got players like Pierce and Spear who just love to hit the offensive glass. That's going to be the symptom.
Calvin Fugit and Jonnell in the backcourt. And the Eagle Crest happily in that zone. There's a drive, and we're going to have a foul on the reach. Is that going to be on Ross? It is. A little hack by Ross. 3:51 to go in the third quarter from the Denver Coliseum. It's George Washington 27, Eagle Crest 26 in the boys 5A state championship. Near side baseline, Spear. Inbounds across court to John L. Fugit. Layup is no good, and Ross is off to the races after the rebound. Got a 4-on-1. There's a layup for two. Great transition bucket, and Ozor gets the bucket. And now George Washington up and down the court. Shot is blocked as Green tried to go straight to the basket hard. Green does not make the bucket, and a little pushing again. But here's the thing. They were helping each other up, and one of the guys accidentally just bumped into it. So I don't think there's any kind of animosity right now. That was a great job by George Washington beating the press down.
Absolutely.
You're number one in beating the zone, beat the press down the court, and that's what George Washington tried to do. It's just they got a held ball. And now George Washington's going to pick up the pressure, full court man defense, as Victor Garns will walk it up against Green. Garns crosses midcourt. He's driving and some contact. Ball's on the floor. Garns gets it back. Local top the key. He's in some trouble, and we've got a reaching foul. There's a whistle. Eagle Crest has the lead now, 28-27, with 3:22 remaining in the third quarter. Substitution is Mo Diallo checking in. James Spear will take a seat.
Steal was there for the taking, Reno, and he just happened to get a little contact.
Quick inbound on the left wing, Garns. Foul line extended. Gets it back out high to Ross. Ross pushes it right. Foul line extended. Picks it up and has it knocked away. Picked back up by Ozor to Ross. Ross off the pick to the foul line. A lot of contact. They're going to say an offensive foul. Coach Olander is not pleased with that call.
Well, and that's where, again, you know, John L. Fugit is he's just about a half a step ahead of Ross on the defensive side. I mean, he's done a phenomenal job of sticking with him.
3:05 left in the third quarter, and Eagle Crest staying in their zone defense, pressuring on the corners, a little trapping, but George Washington moving the ball very, very quickly, and there's a traveling violation on Calvin Fugit. I like the way George is whipping the ball around the press, around the zone, but they've got to penetrate the zone. They've got to get to those seams and kick it out to loosen the zone up.
And they were almost there had it not been for the travel.
2:50 to go in the third quarter. Ross on the dribble, on the left elbow, kills his dribble, bounce pass. Inside, turn around to Ozor, loses the basketball, gets it back over to Garns for three, off the front of the iron. Rebound comes down to Pierce on the outlet to Diallo. Diallo with the basketball, has it swatted away. Green's got the basketball. Green straight to the hole. Runner up, no good, and that's going to be a foul on Eagle Crest.
And that's where Green is so good, getting to the bucket. And I said it at halftime, if he gets there, something's going to happen. There's going to be a foul or he's going to finish. And I think as you see this game progress, the ball is going to find its way into his hands more and more often.
2:28 to go in the third quarter from the Denver Coliseum. Eagle Crest leading George Washington 28-27. Now it's tied 28-all after Gervais Green hits the first of his two foul shots. Eagle Crest 28, George Washington 28. 5A state championship, and this one looks like it's going to go down to the final possession. Second foul shot, no arc. Offensive board, put back for two, Diallo. Mo Diallo, offensive rebound, put back in the deuce. It's 30-28. George Washington leads with 2:20 to go in the third. Forsberg, top of the key, kicks it out left wing. Garnes thought about the three-pointer. No, excuse me, that is not Garnes. That's Walton thought about the three-pointer. No good. Rebound quickly up the court. George Washington trying to beat the press. Diallo in the paint, throws up a two. No good. Offensive board back outside to Green. Green on the dribble. Into the paint. There's a bounce pass inside to Pierce. Dangerous in the paint. And an offensive rebound. The put back by Diallo is knocked out of bounds.
Referees getting together, change the call. Initially, they said that was the Eagle Crest ball, but got a little help from the outside officials saying, nope, it was tipped.
And we're seeing it, Doug. George Washington, they're not having success breaking the press in half court. They're trying to break it and beat it down the court. 1:50 to go in the third. Fugit thought about the three, kicks it out right wing to his brother Calvin. Back to John L. He'll drive, kick it out. Green on the left corner. Whips it inside to Diallo. That ball knocked away. Again, that packed zone tight to get into. Garnes on the break. Garnes layup, jump stop. Up, no good. Rebound ripped down by Ozor, and he's fouled on the follow.
Green did a fantastic job on the first stop, but wasn't able to grab the rebound and then made the reach-in foul on the second attempt.
Buck 30 to go in the third quarter. George Washington 30. Eagle Crest 28. Two shots coming from Iketa Ozor. His first is up and good. Ozor, not one of the good foul shooters for Eagle Crest, a 52% shooter on the season, but he does hit the first. And his second shot is up and good, tying the game 30-30 with a minute and a half to go. And here comes George Washington trying to beat that press. Fugit brothers in the backcourt along with Green. Green high left. And Eagle Crest has been in the zone for the whole second half, Doug. Just daring George Washington to continue shooting the three. And Fugit does so and misses. That one by John L. Fugit misses the three-point shot. And now Eagle Crest with possession. Minute five to go in the third. Into the forecourt. Left wing, Forsberg. Forsberg still with the dribble. Whips it cross court over to Garnes. Garnes high right, guarded by Green. 52 seconds remaining. Inside, great move. Up and under. That's Zordy's call for the travel. He drugged the pivot foot. He had the right idea. Had his man in the air, but he couldn't keep that pivot foot.
Checking into the Patriots, number 14.
30-30 the score. A very surprisingly low-scoring basketball game, but a great game and a very well-played game nonetheless. 44 seconds to go. There's a lob inside to Pierce. Pierce misses the alley-oop. Tried to just lay it in, and there's Ross leading the break after the miss. Ross kicks it out. Right corner to Forsberg. Back out to Ross. 30 seconds to go. And I'm going to think that Coach Olander's saying go for one, but Ross drives, dishes, and the ball is knocked out of bounds. Coach Olander very, very frustrated as Ross did not see him when he put up the one finger and said go for one shot. 25 seconds to go in the third quarter, and we're tied at 30.
And that's not a mistake that Colby Ross makes too often.
No, it's not. There's a steal by Green on the inbound. Three-on-one break. Fugit to Green. Green layup for two. Beautiful work on the transition.
Heck of a pass, heck of a catch, heck of a finish right there.
32-30. George Washington leading Eagle Crest. Ross on the dribble. Takes the pick from Walton. High right, Ross, hesitation, three-pointer, got it!
Now that's a big-time shot. That's the shot that we saw last night, and Ross just stepped back and drained it.
Colby Ross, ice in his veins. Three-pointer as the third quarter ends. Eagle Crest, 33. George Washington, 32. This is Championship Saturday on ESPN Denver 1600.